You're listening to the Grow Deep Podcast with me, Matthew. Narinig mo na ba tong quote na to? Don't cry over the past. It's gone. Don't stress about the future. It hasn't arrived. Live in the present and make it beautiful. Today, we want to talk about how to live in the moment. Magbibigay ako ng mga bagay na makakatulong sa'yo kung paano ba tayo makaka-achieve ng tinatawag na being present or ng mindfulness. Marami sa atin ang nakakaramdam ng feeling overwhelmed with work and anxiety. And marirealize natin na hindi pala time ang most valuable asset that we have. Time is not the most valuable asset. Nisip mo, oras yung pinaka-importante, di ba? Hindi yun. What's more important, actually, more than time, is presence. Yung presence mo sa moment kung nasaan ka. Being present in the moment is the most valuable asset that we have. We can waste time by doing a lot of things but missing out on the point of the things that we experience. Gaya ng sabi ko dun sa isa sa mga previous episodes natin, pwede tayong mag-stack up on experience, pero those experiences will give us nothing if we are not present. Marami sa atin yung nagte-take pride on being a multitasker, no? Like isang tao na maraming ginagawa, ang galing-galing mo, kaya mong pagsabayin lahat ng bagay. And inisip natin, yung bilis ng pag-accomplish ng mga bagay is actually the number one factor to success in life. Pag mabilis mong natapos, ang galing mo, mas marami kang maa-achieve. Pero may mas crucial pa kaysa sa speed. Sobrang addict natin sa speed that we're actually missing out on the most crucial thing. And that is living in the moment and giving my full presence sa mga life experiences natin. Naka-experience ka ng isang magandang bagay pero wala ka dun. Nasa ibang bagay ang isip mo, yung emotion mo, kumakalat, yung energy mo, hating-hati ka, no? Hindi ka makafocus. Wala ka. Wala ka dun sa moment na yun. And so even if the best experience comes to you, but you're absent in that moment, that great press, like that great experience is, you know, it's nothing, di ba? I hope you agree with me, no? Yung realization na ganyan makes you wanna think yung trabaho mo, kung paano ka nag-work, at saka yung focus mo sa paggawa ng mga bagay na you have on your plate. Instead of making a jam-packed schedule, isiksik mo yung schedule mo sa dami-daming gusto mong gawin dahil feeling mo pagka meron kang na-miss out, parang nawawala ng something, yung FOMO na tinatawag nila, the fear of missing out. When you do that, when you release yourself from a jam-packed schedule, you will experience greater calmness, yung composure mo mag-i-improve, and you will be more in control of your life, your actions, and your thoughts. That's what you're missing out. Pag sobrang active na active ka, that's what you're missing out. No? Marirealize mo na yung anxiety mo pala ay nanggagaling dun sa push, yung sa expectation mo sa sarili mo na you wanna accomplish everything at one go. At yung anxiety na yan kapag ka natutunan mo yung mindfulness and being present, unti-unti yung mawawala. Kapag ka nag-reduce ka ng work goal, and nag-focus ka ng energy mo into one thing, marirealize mo na mas marami ka palang magagawa at mas mafe-feel mo na satisfied ka kapag ka napapractice mo yung pagiging present dun sa moment. And this is also important with your relationship with God. Alam mo yun, ang daming-dami mong ginagawang experiences, kung ano-anong ina-attendan mong conferences, dahil mo binubuksan ng mga libro. Pero without being present in your actions, in the things that you do, you're not gonna be able to cultivate a proper intimacy with the Lord. So, I wanna give you some things that you can do. How can we, you and me? You know, I just recently learned this. I'm not gonna lie, you know. Itong bagay na to, yung being present, bago rin to sa akin. And this is something that I really want to value starting, I guess, last year or last year when I heard about this secret. Now, this is a secret that only a few people know. Being present is better than being a multitasker. And that's actually how to live in the moment, number one. Okay? Stop trying to multitask. Hindi okay mag-multitask. Nakakabilib yan, okay, may mga ganong tao. Pero, I wanna tell you na marami ng scientific studies ang nag-prove na tayong mga tao, hindi talaga tayo multitasker. Hindi tayo multitasker. You cannot do that. You cannot enjoy an NBA game and talk to a person at the same time. Hindi pwede yun. You cannot enjoy a book while cooking at the same time. We're not multitaskers. Ang nangyayari sa atin, akala natin nag-multitask tayo, ang nangyayari sa atin, we're actually switching our attention from one task to another. Papalit-palit ka ng attention mo dun sa dalawa or tatlong bagay na ginagawa mo. At ang nangyayari kapag kapapalit-palit ka ng attention, no, yung focus mo, your efficiency is reduced. So the best way to achieve mindfulness and to live in the moment, being present, making the most out of every experience, is to actually direct all your energies and my energies, no, yung energies natin, to one single task at that moment. No? Stop trying to multitask. Simple. Number two, please slow things down and appreciate the calm. Subukan mo minsan, huminto ka lang, umupo ka for 5 minutes in a spot where you like, no? And just ask yourself, ano yung mga, at least notice 10 things that you haven't really noticed before about that spot. Maybe isang spot kung saan ka lagi nauupo, sa kwarto mo, sa bahay nyo, sa garahe nyo, sa bubong nyo, kung meron kayong rooftop, no? Upo ka lang doon, and just, I suggest, no? You just focus and take 3 deep breaths and appreciate the calm of the moment. Minsan, no, na-anxious tayo at na-overwhelm tayo kapag nakikita natin yung complexity ng buhay. Lalong-lalo na yan sa social media. Ang dami-daming nangyayari at parang, paano ko ito i-absorb lahat, no? Kaya nagkakaroon tayo ng anxiety over these things. Yung mga political problems, yung mga problems na sinishare pa ng ibang tao, international problems, environmental problems, global issues, ang dami-dami yung mga bagay na yan. When you sense that you're getting overloaded with stress, baka ang magandang gawin mo, mag-slow down ka at you take things simple. Okay? Remember this quote, no? May quote na ganito eh. Success is a journey, not a destination. What we can truly take away from this quote, success is a journey, not a destination, is that, no, from that quote, the truth that we can get from that quote is the process is important. It's not just the product. Yung proseso din, kung paano ka makakarating from point A to point B, is important. We have to enjoy that process. Kailangan. And we have to not allow, huwag mong payagan, na yung pagiging fixated mo dun sa outcome ang magiging determinate factor, ang magde-determine ng happiness mo sa current level kung nasan ka. So for example, gusto mo maging successful na whatever, no? Whatever your dream is, you know what? Kahit ano yan, you wanna be a successful architect, you wanna be a successful influencer online, you wanna be a successful pastor, preacher, teacher, student, you wanna be an honor student when you graduate, no? Sobrang fixated ka dun sa goal mo na hindi mo na na-appreciate yung process kung nasan ka. Okay? So, let me tell you, the process is also important. So, isang maganda na na-mention in a book called The Happiness Advantage, no? It's by Sean Anker, is achieving success will bring about happiness. It's often proven in studies that people who are already experiencing elevated states of happiness are more likely to achieve success, no? Anong ibig sabihin yan? Ibig sabihin yan, yung mga tao na masaya sa current na kinalalagyan nila ang most likely makaka-achieve ng success. Yung mga tao na nag-enjoy where they are, yung mga tao na may happiness kung saan sila at hindi sila masyadong nasa-stress at nagiging anxious dun sa hindi nila maabot pa na destination. Sobrang nag-worry ka na sa goal mo na wala ka ng happiness in the moment. People who are more happy in the moment are more likely to achieve success. No? Pasensya na, medyo tumunog yung cellphone ko. All right. So, kailangan mong i-reassess kung nasan ka ngayon. Kung nafe-feel mo na, I'm so taxed. I'm so stressed. At yun pala ako, no? Masyado akong anxious at saka stressed dun sa goal ko na hindi ko ma-achieve. And I'm losing my presence in the moment. You have to ask yourself, are you happy with what you are doing now? Okay, happy ka ba sa ginagawa mo ngayon? Kung hindi, and just be honest with yourself, dude. Kung may kirot 'yon, no? Yung tanong na 'yon. Masaya ka ba sa ginagawa mo ngayon? I want to suggest that you try to slow things down and focus on simple, mindful actions that will give you more satisfaction. Simulan mo sa pagiging focus, maging intentional ka. Okay? Pangatlong suggestion, hindi lang mag-slow down ka, hindi lang huwag ka nang mag-multitask. Pero pangatlo, subukan mong mag-meditate para ma-identify mo kung ano ba talaga yung tumatakbo sa isip mo. Okay? Nakaka-relate ako dito kasi I tend to be someone who stays up all night at talagang nami-meet ko lang lahat ng thoughts na pumapasok sa isip ko. Ang dami-daming mga techniques for just meditating. And I'm not talking about Buddhist meditating or what, no? Huwag mo isipin na New Age yung dinidiscuss ko dito. Okay? Wala tayo dyan. Okay? Maraming mga practices of being present. No? In fact, in the Bible, ang sabi, you need to have a sober mind. Huwag yung sober mind is in contrast with a drunken mind. Yung drunken mind, kung anong maisip niya, gagawin niya. At kung anong maisip niya, yun na. No? Ang sober-mindedness is just, you know, it's being where you are and allowing your thoughts to come to you and sifting them. Okay? Ano ba sa mga thoughts ko ang realistic? Ano sa mga thoughts ko yung masyadong haka-haka? Dahil yung mga ganong klaseng thoughts, no? Hindi yun worth pagbigyan ng oras. Okay? You have to focus your thoughts on what you can control rather than what you imagine would happen. Tandaan mo yan, no? Tandaan mo yan. Huwag ka mag-focus sa mga ini-imagine mo. Mag-focus ka sa mga totoong alam mo. At alam mo talagang totoo. Okay? What's real and what you can decide on. Okay? 15 minutes a day, I would say where we are right now, sa totoong nangyayari sa mga tao ngayon sa mundo. No? 15 minutes, your intermediate level. So kung mag-begin ka pa lang, ang suggestion ko, you start with 5. Sit down. Don't even mind the time. But I want you to focus on a goal that you want to sit for 5 minutes, at least for 5 minutes, and just take your time to meditate. If you don't know how to meditate, no, I want to refer you to a episode here in the podcast. It's called The Examine. Just look up the episodes and you will be able to find that. It's a pattern for meditation that you can use. Just 5-10 minutes, start ka lang doon. Don't spend hours, no? Dahil, syempre, marami tayong ginagawa. Okay? Hindi lang yan, hindi lang meditation, hindi lang sober-mindedness, but also positive thinking exercises. Okay? So, try that. Para mas maging, ano ka, present ka. Pang-apat, and this is a principle instead of a thing to do, no? There's a principle, and this principle is called one step at a time. Okay? Sabihin mo yon, one step at a time. Hindi mo sinabi, sabihin mo, one step at a time. Okay? This principle is something that ako personally, I've also started to follow this kasi I believe in the power of focused energy. Kailangan mo talaga mag-focus. Kailangan mong i-direct yung energy natin, no? Tayo, ikaw, ako, towards something in the moment and we don't need to multitask. It's one step at a time. Living in the moment is about taking one step at a time. Don't try to do many things at once or you may not be able to do everything well. Okay? Tandaan mo yan. Alam ko na experience mo rin yan. Sobrang trinay mong gawin yung isang bagay na wala ka na talagang nagawa. Sobrang trinay mong isipin yung maraming bagay at it turns out, dun sa maraming bagay na yun, ang naging progress mo lang is 5%. Wala, no? Kasi makalat ka masyado sa isip mo, sa energy mo. One step at a time. Focus on that. Kapag ka hindi mo kayang gawin to, nahihirapan ka talaga, okay? pagka feeling mo talagang wala ka sa wisyo, kung ano-anong nag-aalala ka, no, at hindi mo talaga ma-focus yung energy mo. Number 5, I suggest reset. Okay? Take a reset. This could be many forms. Reset yourself. Okay? For example, work from home ka, you're doing something, realize mo, no, naligo ka na pero wala ka pa rin sa lagay, uminom ka ng malamig na tubig, mag-cold shower ka, lumabas ka, maglakad ka for 5 minutes, you take deep breaths as a form of reset para ma-reframe mo yung mga thoughts and ideas mo. Okay? Pagka nag-work ka, tas you find yourself wandering to different things and many things that you still need to do. Oh, lalabas ko pa yung basura, kailangan ko pang paliguan yung aso, mga ganyan-ganyan. Yan, no? Ang gawin mo, i-reset mo yung sarili mo. Hindi ko alam, pwede kang maligo ulit, no? Uminom ka ng kape, tumalong ka, sumigaw ka, lumabas ka sa bahay, no? And just take 5 or 3 minutes to reset yourself, no? And put aside for a minute and let that thought, you know, the things in your mind, let them sink away to some place na para makapag-focus ka at bumalik ka sa pwesto mo para makapagtrabaho ka ng maayos. Number 6. Narinig mo na ba kung ano yung shiny object syndrome? Okay? Itong shiny object syndrome, na-experience natin to nung mga bata tayo. Ang dami-dami nating ideas and marami tayong gustong laruin, no? And ang ganda-ganda ng mga ideas natin, maganda yung imagination natin when we were young, pero it just takes one shiny thing, okay? One shiny thing para ma-distract tayo at mag-start tayong working on another goal. Na-distract tayo ng isang bagay, naisip natin, uy, makintab yun, maganda yun, no? It that got my attention, so I'm gonna focus on that instead of what I'm doing right now. At hindi yun nag-stop nung bata tayo. Kahit ngayon na matanda tayo, itong shiny object syndrome na tinatawag, meron pa rin tayo niyan. Okay? Ito yung nanggagaling din to dun sa feeling natin kasi may mawawala sa atin pag di natin nag-grab yung isang opportunity. No? So, a shiny object syndrome is something that we must avoid. Okay? The important thing is being able to, you know, segment your thoughts, no, compartmentalize, yun ang tawag dyan, para ikaw makapag-practice ka ng mindfulness to give your attention to a particular task that you have right now so that you are taking focused action. Focused action is key. Ang nakakatulong dito, kung meron kang notebook na pwede mong simulan, no, magsulat-sulat ka lang konti, kahit na hindi yung notebook na yun ay para dun lang. No? Baka yung iba kasi sa atin, sobrang OC eh, di ba? Parang, ay, magkakaroon ako ng notebook para sa tasks ko. Tapos pagka nadumihan mo na yung notebook kasi kinailangan mo magsulat ng notes na importante, sinulatan mo yung notebook mo na yun, hindi mo na agad itutuloy pag kung ano-ano siya, chapsuy notebook na siya. Okay lang, basta maisulat mo kung ano sa tingin mo yung mga ideas mo. Pagka may idea ka na naisip, na feeling mo shiny object syndrome yun, sulat mo lang isang tabi mo at mag-focus ka dun sa ginagawa mo ngayon. Napaka-importante niyan. Okay? So, importante-importante that you remember this, no? Huwag kang mag-shiny object syndrome. Hindi porket may bagong opportunity, igagrab mo na agad yung opportunity na yun. Hindi tayo ganun. Okay? Focus so that you can have presence. You can have this habit of being present and not absent in your experiences. Pang-pito na suggestion ko is you prioritize bigger things. Okay? So one thing at a time will really help you dahil it will develop your ability to prioritize, to focus on things that you really need to accomplish. Hindi lang yan nag-a-apply sa work, pero pati na rin sa family mo, sa iba-iba pang mga relationships, lalo na ngayon sa pandemic, no? Ano ba talaga ang mas importante sa iyo? Okay? So the bigger things are things that you need to prioritize. If you find it difficult, no, to prioritize yung mga bigger things, then I suggest one time kapag pre-practice mo yung meditation or yung slowing down na sinasabi ko kanina, you bring a pen and a notebook with you. Magdala ka, no, ng papel tsaka panulat at i-categorize mo yung relationships mo. Ano mas importante sa akin? Sino-sino yung mga tao na masasabi kong importante sa akin ngayon? Yes, sulat mo lahat. Okay? Tapos sino dito talaga pinaka-importante? Anong mga kailangan kong gawin ang na trabaho ko, ano pa yung ibang hobby ko, naglalaro ako ng online game, sulat mo lahat, no? Tapos just ask yourself, look at that paper kung saan nakasulat yung mga bagay na yun, and just rank them all. Pili ka lang ng top 3. Huwag mong i-rank kung 7 yung nasulat mo, huwag mong i-rank ng 1 to 7. Pili ka ng top 3. Top 3 relationships, top 3 tasks, and then those things are the bigger things in your life. Okay? Yan. Pagka yung mga tasks na biglang nagpa-pop up during the day, instead of biglang talunan mo yung task na yun, take a minute to add them to a list and then assess their priority first para maging focus ka sa pag-accomplish ng mga bigger things na nakakatulong sa'yo na i-meet yung personal goals mo in life. And last suggestion in this episode is stop and take a break. Napaka-importante yan. Actually, medyo nakakatawa na we need to be reminded to stop and take a break, but that's reality right now. Hindi tayo marunong mag-day off kung ano-anong ginagawa natin. Okay? Preferably, when you take a day off, no? So I'm telling you have to not forget. Tandaan mo, mag-day off ka. Take some time off. Okay? Don't do something that is related to work. Actually, if you can do something healthy, like something that you don't really do usually, okay, go for a run, a swim, do some stretching, no? Magkaroon ka ng quick nap, okay? Basta bumuo ka ng puzzle, maglinis ka ng bubong, umakyat ka ng bubong nyo, no? Rilinisin mo yung bahay nyo, okay? Something that involves your physical body and would allow your mind to focus on a task, okay? Minsan, yung mga ganyang bagay really resets our stress. It resets our anxiety, even our mood when we do physical things. So taking a step back and finding ways to really boost yourself, no, yung mood mo. You don't really, parang yung iba kasi sa atin, what we do is we motivate ourselves while we're in the grind. Alam mo yun, habang ikaw ay nasa stress, doon ka, uupo ka, bigla kang magmamantra na parang 5 seconds lang, biglang okay ka na. No, hindi. Kailangan mo mag-day off. Kailangan mo mag-back off. Kailangan mo umatras. At mag-rejuvenate ka ng isip mo. At ibalik mo yung state of mindfulness mo. Okay? And this is so important. Kasi this is also a value that is needed so that we can live the full life that God has planned for us. No, in fact, the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Corinthians talks about taking every thought captive. Ibig sabihin yan, walang thought na bigla na lang dadaan at papasok. Bigla na, alam mo yun, yung wala kang control sa thoughts mo. Ang isa sa mga value natin bilang mga God-fearing people and God-believing people is that we have control of our mindfulness. Ikaw, kapatid, at saka ako, we're meant to live life to the fullest. That's what God promised us. And it's not just about activity. Sabi ko sa iyo, no, it's about embracing not just the time, okay, but also the presence that you put, yung nilalagay mong presence sa bawat activity mo during the day. Importante din yun. Okay? So, learn to stop. Okay? Take in what's in the moment. If there's a beautiful thing, no, take in. Don't take a picture of it. You take a literal image of it in your mind and focus on it. Learn to stop so that you can practice becoming present. Okay? And yan ang tips natin para sa iyo nang sa ganun ay matuto ka na mag-live in the moment. Tandaan mo, time is not the most valuable asset. Your presence is also very valuable. And I hope that you begin to practice this week. Okay? See you again in the next episode. God bless. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode. Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grow Deep Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grow Deep Podcast on Facebook, and sa Instagram, it's growdeep.podcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. See you in the next episode. God bless!